Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, when they look up at the sky, we'll be shooting stars just passing by. You'll be coming home with me tonight. We'll be burning up like neon lights. Be still my heart, cause it's freaking out. It's freaking out right now. Shining like stars, cause we're beautiful. We're beautiful right now. You're all
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everyone's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi.
Hello, Pam. How are you
tonight?
How's
it going? Oh, I am doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great, too. Had a little nap there and ready to go.
Oh, yes. For sure. You know, we have a little bit of carryovers from last week's show, which was the art of Maja Borowicz, I believe was the name. And then we'll go into our Neon Lights inspired write. Yeah, I had decided that for this week contest, I wanted to go with something that was fairly simple. And I had actually had the lyrics to the song Neon Lights saved for quite a while now. As a potential prompt and by Demi Lovato. And I thought, you know what? Sounds like a good time to bring it out. So, you know, we put it up there in the contest and told people that they can either write to any part or all of the song lyrics or just even to the topic Neon Lights. And we got some great responses. Quality and quantity. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah, it's really inspiring, neon lights, you know, there's so much, you know, it brings back so many, you know, so much you can do that with that, just the neon lights itself, just the concept of it, you know, so you can take it in all kinds of directions for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of, you can go with a, you know, metaphorically, you can go with storytelling, you know, there's just, you know, there's so much that it can spark in the imagination. So,
exactly.
For sure. Yeah. Yep. So I'm definitely looking forward to tonight's poetry. And now, how's the weather treating you there in Canada? Are things starting to warm up?
It was minus 22 this morning when I woke up. Oh my gracious! But then it you know, it got, as the sun came out, it got less bad there. But they're announcing a big winter storm for tomorrow. So I have an appointment tomorrow, like you know, about an. Over a high, you know, 45-minute drive, so I'm
Oh, geez. Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Traveling in that kind of weather just absolutely sucks. But yeah, we actually right now it is 31 degrees outside, and it reached up to 33 today, so it's like a heat wave.
Oh wow! Okay. That's Fahrenheit?
I think so, yeah. That's what we are having in the United States, right? I always get confused by that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's technically still cold, but it's warm for this area and this time of year.
I'm just checking what that is, what that is in Celsius. I'm Googling.
Oh, my gosh. That Fahrenheit and Celsius thing just confused me.
Okay, that is my, like, round zero Celsius. So just at the freezing point there. So you're, that's not too bad. That's not too bad for, you know, the January. That's great.
Yeah.
Us, we had below zero, like minus 22 this morning to Fahrenheit. That would be minus 7 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's just a wee bit chilly. Well, what do you say, Naomi? Shall we go ahead and warm everyone up with some hot poetry?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sure. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, so I'm going to put up our first carryover. And, you know, this is, when I read this, I thought of a rap right away. You know, I would rap this out, oh my gracious. But, yeah, this is amazing. So, just if you want to give that a read, Pam, for us.
Absolutely. As long as you know that I have no intentions of rapping it. But I will be happy to read it. All right. This is Torturing Teas by the punk poet 007. You're always pumping in my mind. I love the pace of your velvet grind. It's the ebb and flow. You bring it home. You feast like the breath, my every moan. Panting in your ears, heavy breathing. One chest equals two hearts beating. My mouth breeds joy. You come inside. Together forever like Bonnie and Clyde. You own this woman, silenced by night, two lost souls traveling time to unite. A sexy rendezvous will play by touch, lingering hands make my blood rush, slipping silk nylons to bind your limbs, fulfilling every last one of my whims. Midnight mistress trapped under lust, shrieks of pleasure with every thrust. Bodies together in one gliding motion, committed to passionate combustion, feasting on flesh, the torturing tease, trembling lovers rain, climatic release, end poem. Boy, that was definitely a heated way to get the show started. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, like I said, I would really wrap this up. No. You're always pumping in my mind. I love the pace of your velvet grind. It just came to me, you know, when I was reading this, you know. And plus her name is the punk poet. And, you know, when I sent the comment, that she should put this to a beat and rap this out, well, she was really happy, I guess, because she said, wow, thank you so much. So, you know, I don't know if she intended it to be like that. But, you know, maybe it's just because of the couplets that are separated and the perfect rhyme of it. I don't know. There's just something about it that made me think of like punk rock or rap or, you know, it played in my mind. I just love the like slipping silk nylons to bind your limbs, fulfilling every last one of my whims. Midnight mistress trapped under lust, shrieks of pleasure with every thrust. Wow, you know, very well written throughout. Like you said, Pam, a nice heated piece to warm us up in this chilly January night. So a fantastic read right here by the punk poet for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I have to agree with you. It does have a wonderful rhythm to it, a great rhyme and flow. I always say that well-written rhyming couplets impress me because I don't feel like there's an opportunity. And, you know, I know there's people who would always notice bad rhyming, but I think in couplets especially, there's no opportunity to hide or polish over bad rhyming. You have to be spot on with that. And that's what the punk poet 007 does here. And I do love the way she signs all her poems with poet. Always be punk, always be drunk on poetry. I think that is so cool. But yeah, this is a beautiful, passionate write. I loved the dark sensuality, which is another thing she does well, because with dark sensuality, you want that kind of that darkness to come in, but you don't want it to overtake the sensuality. I thought it was so clever with the Bonnie and Clyde reference. My mouth breathes joy. You come inside together forever like Bonnie and Clyde. You own this woman silenced by night, two lost souls traveling time to unite. I really like that it's not only about the physical connection, but the emotional connection. So there's a lot of really wonderful lines in here, beautifully written and very well done. And so great way to start the show.
I agree. Wow.
Yep. And what do we got next?
Okay, so next I put up by Tensai, O Ink, and I'll go ahead and give this a read. O Ink, on my tip, abandoned clean, a spark of joy begins to gleam, shivering as I renew the filthy words it puts in you. Sheets and white as we connive, the only way I stay alive, going back to all your black for another heart attack. Oh, ink, I know you're no good, but your worst is all I need. Oh, ink, down the blackness of your hood, my misdeed ascends to feed. Oh, pen, drip about our acts of shame, we'll find their pride in your call. Oh, pen, our hatred is a losing game, won in some unholy war. My grasping pages, lustings unfed, inhale my fingers in glutinous moans to swallow the envy increased in your bed, crawling with wrath in the core of your bones, as fierce as the greed that serves my head in the sloth of a morning that wakes up all alone. Oh, ink, does your fluid know me now, lining the bumps of my solid tattoos? Oh, ink, loud are the sighs that curse and avow, weaker than silence but stronger than you. Oh, pen, I can only cradle you pressed, releasing the rage I kept on the shelf. Oh, pen, the generous knight had you possessed, label me selfish, I can't help myself. My hands, your necklace, your sins, repentance, my laughter, your tears, your breath disappears. Oh, ink, roll in the filth that reeks of your glee. Oh, pen, only imprisoned will you be free. Oh, pen, open your knees. Oh, ink, oink for me. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And what a beautiful, dark, sensual write with, you know, fun and creative wordplay. I see he says in his AN, this is a poem about having sex with Amy Winehouse. Many of her songs have been mentioned throughout the piece, and true fans will most definitely notice. Others can simply look up her discography. I wrote this to give her my own type of goodbye. To me, she was pure sex. Also, it's made to resemble a simple writing process to anyone that will miss the context and this explanation. Well, I like the extra AN notes. I have to say, I know who Amy Winehouse was, but I don't know her music well enough to have recognized any of the songs within the write, but I still think that with the AN and understanding the write, that it is relatable because we all have, I believe anyways, that most of us have that person, whether, you know, an actor, actress, musician, that is like pure, raw sex to us. You know, and I like to play with words between O ink and O pen and how they become open and oink. I will say though, if any guy ever expects me to oink for him, he'll probably just send me into like peals of laughter. So that's probably not going to happen. But this is actually a wonderfully creative write. A great way to pay tribute to someone whose sexuality and sensuality you admire. Sheets in white as we connive, the only way I stay alive, going back to all your black for another heart attack. my gasping pages, lustings unfed, inhale my fingers and gluttonous moans. I always appreciated and enjoyed the use of the word gluttonous and moans together. It works so well. It just conveys that unanswered appetite very well. And it was always, you know, a sad thing that Amy Winehouse died so young. If I remember right, she was sadly part of the 27 Club. That's a shame. But yeah, and beautiful, right, and creative and very well done. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, to start off with, I'm Amy fan, like a big Amy fan, Amy Winehouse fan. Like I find her songs so sensual. Oh my gracious! Back to Black is one of my favorite sensual songs of all the times. Just the way her voice, you know, just her voice, that deep, sexy vibe in her voice is just gets me every time. And yeah, I do recognize some of the songs in here, but you know, I know her most popular songs. I can't say like you that I know every song, but you know, it's just that Back to Black is just one of my favorite songs of all the time. I have to have her you know, for one of the Art of Seduction shows. I have to have that song. But you know, what a great right here. You know, to use O ink and then O pen, you know, as if he's talking to the ink, he's talking to the pen, you know, he's talking to those lyrics, he's talking to those, you know, he's personifying them. I just really enjoyed this all the way through. You know, I recognize, I know you're no good, you know, from Amy Winehouse. It's I know, you know, I'm no good, but you know, but your worst is all I need. Owing down the blackness of your hood, my misdeeds ascends to feed. You know, there's a lot of lyrics that I recognize. I just love also, you know, that stanza that they put right in the middle there. You know, there's such a fury in that writing. My grasping pages, lusting unfed, inhale my fingers and gluttonous moans to swallow. You know, all the fiery fierceness comes out there in that. And, you know, that was, you know, part of Amy Winehouse's sexiness is what it was. Fierce. It was, you know, shameless almost, you know. So great right here by Tensai.
Oh, absolutely. And I like that you brought up the personification. And now hearing you talk about Amy Winehouse's music, I think I have to, it's long past due that I check her out a little more. So very cool comment. And what do you got for us next?
Oh, my gracious. I was all so caught up in Amy Winehouse, I forgot to pick up the next poem. Oh, boy. Okay. Come down to earth, Naomi. It's in already.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very cool. Well, before we move on, I did want to welcome Kate to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us.
Hey. Hello, Kate.
Hello, darling.
Up in the middle of the night, are you? What time is it over there?
It is 25 minutes past 3.
Oh,
my
great.
Oh, wow.
You're my hero.
Well, I can't sleep. I cannot sleep, and I couldn't think of anything better to do with my time than spend it with my two favorite ladies. So here I is.
We love you.
Yeah. Oh, my gracious. And
so what do you
say,
Naomi?
You know? Yeah, we're going to put it to work, eh?
Yes, let's put it to work.
I knew it.
So we have the next poem up there, Kate, Stone Facades by Mindful. So give it a read,
wow.
My dear.
No problem, honey bun. Oh, that is just, wow, wowzer. Talk about falling apart at the seams. Okay. There is a place we seek, a perch of sorts, elusive, ethereal even, yet a firmament above, in our fleeting existence, between the ebb of yesterday's and the flow of tomorrow's, we will seek the solace of the human spirit among anonymous mountains. We must caress kindness, no matter its scarcity, if we are ever to gain a foothold on this vertical life. Knowledge, experiential and acquired is the substrate, which love is the only force applied that will animate these stone facades. Poem. I'm terribly sorry for sounding like somebody who was learning to talk.
Oh, no, it was a wonderful read. Wonderful, wonderful read, and such a beautiful emotive write by Mindful. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the line that really stuck out to me is, we will seek the solace of the human spirit among animus mountains. You know, it really captured that prompt, divinely. I thought, you know, that everything is breaking away and they're there, you know, together, in all that devastation, like a hurricane is struck and they're still hugging onto each other there, you know, seeking love and that human connection within, you know, this human society that seems to be breaking apart and is always more and more individualistic, you know. People are just, you know, they just keep to themselves more and more, especially in the big cities. You know, we see more and more of that. So, yeah, this is an amazing, you know, like you said, Pam, very thought-provoking and very emotional, you know, write on hope and humankind and finding love and keeping that love, which is so important.
Oh, absolutely. I really like what you had to say about the thought of finding love in a society that is falling apart, and it's all about the individual. So, excellent comment. And Kate, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. I really, really enjoyed reading it, apart from stumbling a little bit, which I apologize for. But my particular favorite, and I wish to goodness I'd written this, in our fleeting existence between the ebb of yesterday's and the flow of tomorrow's. Ah, just beautiful. Oh, so lovely. A lovely way to express, you know, the past and the present and the future. That was lovely. We must caress kindness. Oh, there's another one. That's a little gem, isn't it? We must caress kindness. So, yes, I think all together this is absolutely, it's ethereal. It's definitely trying to hang on to the spirit of the human side of themselves as they fall apart. But I thought it was beautifully written. So thank you, Mindful, for allowing us to enjoy this today.
Absolutely. And you know, you're right. There are certain lines in a poem that just fill you with writer's envy, and are the ones that you wish you had thought of. I felt the same way about those same lines. That second stanza all the way through was absolutely stunning. especially in the line, in our fleeting existence between the ebb of yesterday and flow of tomorrow, we will seek the solace of the human spirit. I thought this was just really thoughtful, really intelligent, had wonderful imagery and metaphors, and was such a beautiful write on finding love and balance in a world where the true depth of human spirit is hidden. You can just see in the idea that human connection has kind of fallen apart, and it's all about trying to reconnect, to regain that knowledge of what love is. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have one for you to read by Adrienne Pam. So whenever you're ready.
All right. And now we are going into our Neon Lights inspired writes. And this is Shining Bright by Adrienne 41062. And it goes like this. Here we are burning so bright, me and you, just a neon light, shining brighter than a star, revving and roaring like a jaguar. Through the darkest night, the glare, fireworks burning, a golden flare, hearts jumping, deep emotions fly. Dear, is that a tear in your eye? We will burn our whole life through golden halos and topaz hue, memories of passion, emotions flow. Forever we will both eternally glow. End poem. And what a beautiful write by Adrienne. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, that is beautiful. It really is. Here we are burning so bright, me and you, just a neon light. I think he took that prompt and he ran with it so beautifully. Fireworks and golden flare and golden halos and topaz hues is beautiful. But I like that. Hearts jumping, deep emotions fly. Dear, is that a tear in your eye? Just lovely. Oh, boy, there are so many clever people out there. I just love it. So, yes, I thought this was beautifully put together. Oh, look, revving and roaring like a jaguar. I just think I'm going to pick out lines from now on. Just so much fun. Yeah, cool. Really good. Oh, dear. Thank you, Adrienne, for allowing me to see that tonight. It was lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, like Kate, I riveted to that same line, revving and roaring like a jaguar, the fireworks burning and a golden flare, hearts jumping. We will burn our whole life through, there's fierceness in this poem, but there's also, beauty in it. But, dear, is that a tear in your eye? There's also a great emotion that seeps out of this poem, like a certain tenderness. But at the same time, it's very passionate, So that's where the fierceness comes in, I think, through the passion. So, it's a great thing to be able to play back and forth between those emotions in such a short poem. So bravo, hats off to you, Adrienne. Very well done indeed.
Absolutely. And you're right. He does play off of different emotions. First there's the excitement of burning bright, and then there's the realization of the deeper emotions and the tears that come into the eyes. And I like how at the end there's almost a spirituality to it, with the idea of being that eternal glow together. I thought this had wonderful imagery all the way through and great rhyme. But I do think it was definitely that third stanza that spoke the most to me. We'll burn our whole life through golden halos and topaz hue, memories of passion, emotions flow. Forever we will both eternally glow. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have a poem by Cress Tursit, and this is Neon Nights. And yeah, I guess it's my turn to read. Okay, so fringes of my sheer mini dress spin like firecrackers against your thighs. The dance floor of the Phoenix is a circuit board where we loop, connect, and intertwine. As my silver sequin décolleté rubs against your bulging pecs, my tongue explores and heated knowledge that below your V-neck shirt lies my midnight firmament. Unquenched, we call a cab and huddle in the back. Our lips and legs shape neon signs of yes, quick, here, now. My fingers tremble as I push the key into the lock. Your hard hunger pressed against my derriere. Our electricity sparks, star, strobes, flames burn from limbs, enfleurage until we blaze inside. Pearl buttons shoot to orbit and a comet makes deep impact in a velour vault that's open wide. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi, and such a beautiful sensual write by Cress Tursit. I have to say that I'm glad you read this one because your pronunciation of derriere is so much sexier than how I say it. like up here in the North Woods, we're all like Barry Air.
Oh, so cool.
But no, oh my gosh, oh, yeah. Now this one really, this one really truly impressed me. It had amazing imagery and metaphors. Great use of intensity and build up. I really like how it was all about just having to get home, the frustration of getting that cab, you know, the passionate making out and, you know, not being able to wait. And I like how she shapes her poem, especially as she leads certain words down. I particularly like unquenched, we call a cab and huddled in the back, our lips and legs shape neon signs of yes, quick, here and now. And I really like our electricity sparks, star strobes. Just a beautiful, seductive write and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Diggity dog. That was amazing. Your read was fabulous, Naomi. I couldn't have done that either. You did. That's the beauty of your lovely accent. It makes all those words sound so good. Yes. back to the poetry, woman. Yes, I thought this was absolutely wonderful. I particularly, because I'm into electronics in a big way, the dance floor of the Phoenix is a circuit board where we loop, connect, and intertwine. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yes, and it all the way down, as you say, it just builds and builds. Below your V-neck shirt lies my midnight firmament. Oh, so cool. And as you say, that beautiful drift down those words that become more and more and more intense. I thought it was beautifully done. As I said, it just makes me smile as well, which is so cool. But pearl buttons shoot to orbit. Oh dear, somebody's got some sewing to do. Yes, I thought that was beautiful. Thank you so much for allowing us to read that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boing. That's all right.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment there, Kate. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, she really, really exploited the word neon, you know, so amazingly in this poem, you know, with the midnight firmament, you know, the dance floor, the circuit board, firecrackers, and then, you know, shaped like a neon sign. You can just imagine those words, yes, quick, here, now, you know, in big neon lights, you know, just glowing there. You know, all the way down the star strobes, of course. And, you know, and even, you know, there's something neon-ish, like in even those pearl buttons that you're shooting up to orbit there. You can just imagine the pearly light that's flowing behind them as a comet. You know, she just exploited the theme so perfectly well throughout this rite. I think, you know, she just took it and ran with it. And, you know, and we got this awesome, awesome, passionate poem out of it. You know, this is really amazing. But, you know, Crestor said, my gracious, what a talented poet she is. So amazing, amazing right here.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment. I like how you mentioned, and I have to agree with you, that she truly exploited the theme of neon. So very cool comment. And what do we have next?
Well, next we have Stellina's write-up. So we have a SoundCloud for that. So you can go and press that.
All right, here we go.
I want to go skinny dipping in those sweet green South Carolina eyes and feel their gaze graze over my skin, evoking shivering sighs whilst caressing my quivering thighs, heart humming soulfully with melodious murmurs and quickening beats, flipping the on switch of my senses, deliciously thrumming from head to feet. With expertise, he's turning up the heat. Waiting to be succulently sipped, like earthy wine, swirled around the mouth, tongue tasting each burst of flavor, slowly savored by this honey from the south, whose touch takes the words right out of my mouth. Hesitating, unsure of his intention, neon lights say green for go, down whichever path I want to take him. Psychedelic heavenly hues he's gonna show as his pulsating passion begins to grow. So I'm testing the waters, honey lamb. Let me swim in your deep green sea with your tempestuous waves of undulation, washing wildly and wantonly over me. As with your rhythmic response, you set me free.
Wonderful read and write there, Stellina. Love the background music. Just a absolutely stunning sensuality. And thank you so much for the SoundCloud. Just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we can hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts. Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes, I was. I was amazed. I was just saying this was such an amazing write. And plus, he looks a bit like my ex with his green eyes. I want to go skinny dipping in those sweet green South Carolina eyes and feel their gaze graze over my skin, evoking shivering sighs whilst caressing my quivering thighs. And she doesn't stop there. Oh, my gracious, you know. She goes and goes and goes. Selena, my gracious, what an opening. And what, you know, and all the way through. Oh, this, you know, waiting to be succulently sipped like earthy wine swirled around the mouth, tongue tasting each burst of flavor. Wow, 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 wow. This is just, you know, awesome, awesome. So, so sensual and you know, such a brilliantly seductive write. It's just, it makes your mouth water. Just amazing lines throughout. Yummy stuff for sure. This is so beautifully written. Bravo, Selena.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I have to agree. It is yummy stuff. So great comment there. And Kate, your thoughts.
Oh, that was absolutely wonderful, Selena. I really enjoyed it, all of it. Although I must say, if either of my ex-husbands looked like him, they would not be ex-husbands, let me tell you.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, well, I got great taste in men. Yes, I could have had two husbands. It would have been wonderful. What do they call that? Greedy. They call that being greedy. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, right from, you just built it and it up and up, or perhaps down and down, who knows? But it was just erotically beautiful. I love your voice in this. Very nice. A little hint of the American. I just like that. So I'm testing the waters, honey lamb. Let me swim in your deep green sea with your tempestuous waves of undulation washing wildly and wantonly over me. That's beautiful. Really is lovely. I do love your work, and I think this one might be my next favorite before the one that you did before, which was my favorite. I just keep adding them on. That's what I do. Lovely. Thank you so much for allowing us to hear that tonight. It was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment there, Weaver. Yeah, this is just beautiful sensuality all the way through. It has a wonderful flow to it. Amazing imagery and metaphors throughout. It's really seductive and erotic. I really like waiting to be succulently sipped like earthy wine swirled around the mouth, tongue tasting each burst of flavor, slowly savored by this honey from the south whose touch takes the words right out of my mouth. And I like the attitude put in, so I'm testing the waters, honey lamb. Let me swim in your deep green sea with your tempestuous waves of undulation. I think that's just such beautiful use of the words tempestuous and undulation. Great word choicing and just beautiful. Very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next I have a write for Kate to read. By Talia. So Kate, you give that a read for us, please.
Yes, my dear, happy to. Give me here we are, got it. No, not got it. Hang on, I've got to refresh. I'm just giving you a lowdown on what's going on here. Like my heart, yeah, yeah, got it. Always remember to refresh. Light my heart. Dancing with you under the star was such a charm. Lights were everywhere, picture perfect. I had never seen such beauty in one night. When you looked me in the eye and we danced to our favorite song, it was more than a night at the ball. This felt heavenly. We were so excited that we decided to leave the ball to our car. Beautiful lights shined everywhere as we gazed into the sky. You took my hands and we began to dance. You sang, "Baby, all around is neon lights." I joined and we lap danced to the tune of our favorite song. We are shining like neon lights. Yeah, we are dancing like neon lights. It ended with a succulent kiss that we ran back to the dance floor in time for the grand finale. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. Yeah, I always enjoy and appreciate Talia's ability to tell a sensual story. And she's another one that I feel really grabbed a hold of the prompt and ran with it. And I like that this has sensuality and playfulness in it. You know, like with "You took my hands and we began to dance. You sang, baby, all around neon lights. I joined and we lap danced to the tune of our favorite song. We are shining like neon lights." Yeah. So I really like that she took the prompt song and made it part of the fun and the sensuality and the connection between these two people, you know, in the poem itself. So just a wonderfully charming write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I second you on that, Pam. She really ran with that, with the prompt, you know, making it part of the poem itself. And, you know, her writing is, you know, of this seems so effortless. You know, it seems like a real life situation. You know, you could just picture, you know, so relatable. You know, anybody could be doing this, you know, dancing under the stars, you know, and, you know, then running to their car, you know, making out, you know, even being their favorite song, just dancing there and, you know, kissing. And it's raw, it's real, it's just, you know, writing that's right there, you know, that's an everyday, she puts us in an everyday situation of romance right here. And I think that's just, you know, the charm and the delightfulness of the whole poem, the whole piece right there. It's just its simplicity. And Talia, so you know, the way she wrote it, so the bravo on this, right? I really liked it.
Absolutely. And great observation there. I have to agree with you. It is, you know, it is very relatable sensuality because she brings the everyday romance into it. So very cool comment. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was romantic and sensual. And I would love to be dancing in the moonlight, wouldn't you? I'd like to see them lap dancing. That would have been very interesting. But obviously we've missed that. That's a shame. But yes, I thought the very fact that she had the song in there as her favorite song, "We are shining like neon lights." Yeah, we are dancing like neon lights. I thought that was very sweet. Yes. And the fact that he left all the fun and went back for the grand finale, you couldn't ask for more than that, could you? Beautiful. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Talia.
Absolutely. I have to agree. That grand finale was a nice touch. So excellent comment. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
Next I have Gia Tien by Freya. Guillotine Excuses and Hope-Filled Orgasms. So, Pam, if you can go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Absolutely. Guillotine Excuses and Hope-Filled Orgasms by Freya. It was raining, which I like. Overhead, red neon sizzled like bacon, ready to overcook. Underfoot, greasy reflection, porous concrete rain. Sun-jilted weeds persist, art store window, blurry cracked glasses, lost in a bathroom, streaked mascara, smudged lipstick. At least both boots were still on, savior of laces, the line between facility and obsession, devotee and addict, tithing everything to a Christmas stuck in a creosote. Chimney, framed sky. He was late. He was always late. I hated that, but I loved his guillotine excuses and his warm hands. I should recognize the stage in the rerun, leave it fallow. The vibe sat empty like an embolism next to St. Christopher in my grout-covered chest. I tried to find the theme, but my days as a young pop star of fresh eggs and hope-filled orgasms are long gone. Sputter like neon waiting in rain, like rings in an empty glass. End poem. And oh my goodness, that was such powerful imagery and metaphors all the way through. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh yeah, this is just, you know, superb. Wow. He was late. He was always late. I hated that, but I loved his guillotine excuses and his warm hands. I just loved that, you know, that part. But I mean, the metaphors are so amazing, you know, especially in that first part. Raining, light, which I like, overhead, you know, the red neon sizzled like bacon, ready to overcook, underfoot greasy reflections, porous concrete rain. Wow, you know, just like you said, very powerful imagery all throughout this. And you can just, feel the sensuality that drifts throughout this piece. I tried to find the theme, but my days as a young pop star, a fresh egg and hope-filled orgasms are long gone. Sputter like neon waiting in rain, like rains, like rings in an empty glass. So there's a bit of, I find that the imagery was sensual. I don't know, there's something about the rain there, the neon lights, baking, sizzling. I don't know, it's just me, maybe my crazy mind. But, you know, there's something bittersweet about it, you know, and sad as you get to the end. But what a fabulous, fabulous write here by Freya. My gracious, you know, amazing writing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was a kaleidoscope of feelings, wasn't it? I mean, it's just everything from enjoyment to despair. I loved in a bathroom, streaked mascara, smudged lipstick, at least both boots were still on, savior of laces. I thought, oh, that's that doesn't sound as though things were great. Actually, at one point, I thought we were talking about Santa Claus stuck in a chimney. So I've obviously got the lens. In a creosote chimney-framed sky, I thought, first of all, but at least he's still got his boots on. But obviously, that's not it. I'm terribly sorry. I can see it's not that shit. And it's... It's from then on, I just really loved it. I thought it was so, pathos, passion, everything you could possibly ask for. But I did like it. I tried to find the theme, but my days as a young pop star of fresh eggs and hope-filled orgasms are long gone. That just, oh, that's just so, so deep. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful write. As I say, it just bounced from one to another all the way down. So you kept readjusting your mindset to what the next stanza would give you. So, yeah, I thought it was incredibly clever. Thank you, Freya.
Absolutely. I really like, Kate, how you mentioned that it's a kaleidoscope of emotions and how, as you're reading it, you kept having to adjust how you felt about the poem and what was happening in it. And I have to agree with you. She does a great, Freya has a great way of, in this poem, balancing darkness and sadness and sensuality. And Naomi, you brought that up. The word bittersweet was, I thought, a great way to describe that ending. You know, it speaks on the idea of wanting somebody, no matter, and knowing that they're wrong for you, knowing the relationship is wrong, and still having that desire for them. It has that feeling of just feeling so lost of where you are in life. I did like the mention of the rain. I also, where the it was raining, which I like overhead, red neon sizzled like bacon ready to overcook. Just amazing imagery. And the idea, as I said, of wanting that person and accepting their excuses because you're just so passionately connected to them. He was late. He was always late. I hated that, but I loved his guillotine excuses and his warm hands. I should recognize this stage in the rerun, Leave It Fallow. You can tell that this is a woman who has been through this song and dance before and yet can't seem to pull herself away from that. She has a certain type that she's connected to. So beautiful write and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes, I am. My gracious. Yeah. Okay. Yes, next I have Betty Page, Neon Rainbows, and I guess it's my turn, girls, to read. So this is Neon Rainbows. Colorful sunsets, romantic walks on seashore. Playfully we chase. Two gypsy lovers, hearts both pounding, swift bohemian love. Seashells, sand dollars, colored glass sparkles and sea, pretty hearts tumbles, roller coasters, high, soft, melodic enchantment spins merry-go-round. Overlooks ocean, glistening starlight cascades, gushing waterfalls, flowing in caverns, harmonious crystals glow, magical daydreams. My heart slides into my sweet home, neon rainbows splash down deep in waves, dazzling diamonds kissing sweetly as you ride. Take me home tonight, caress shimmering, dancing higher souls entwined, be my universe and poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi, and such a beautiful write by Betty Page. You know, I think if any poetess was meant to write to the theme of neon light, it's definitely Betty Page. She just really runs with that imagery. And Eber, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, you're perfectly correct in that. She just has this complete knack when it comes to this kind of writing. Ah, neon rainbows. Because you can grasp each one. Two gypsy lovers, heart both pounding swift, bohemian love. Well, there you have the start of this romance on the seashore. And then you have roller coaster high. Ah. I think every one of them is just beautiful, but flowing in caverns, harmonious crystals glow, magical daydreams. My heart slides into my sweet home, neon rainbows splash down deep in waves. It's just really, really, it's sweet and loving. There doesn't seem to be any, there's no angst in here. There's no negative to this positive. It just seems to be just a lovely reflection on a love that's very deep and obviously fun as well. Two gypsy lovers, yeah. I just thought it was lovely. I thought it was just, I just thought it was so sweet. And maybe it's not meant to be. Obviously it's sensual, but really neat. I liked it very much. Thank you, Betty.
Absolutely. And you're right. There is a sweetness to this. And the idea of a relationship that's fun, but at the same time deep. So great observations. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I just love dazzling diamonds, kissing sweetly as you ride. Take me home tonight. Caress shimmering, dancing, higher souls entwined. Be my universe. You know, each stanza, like Kate said, is so stunning, you know, and amazing. You know, I had a hard time picking one out, really. You know, they all flowed together so wonderful. And, you know, and she truly captured the whole feeling of, you know, those neon lights there so beautifully and so cleverly throughout this whole rite. You know, with it being so romantic and so sensual too, you know, in her imagery all throughout. So brilliant writing again, Betty Page. Wow, bravo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I agree. This has beautiful and brilliant imagery throughout. I really like the celebration of love, of connection, of even just life itself. I love the sense of movement in this rite. Two gypsy lovers, hearts both pounding swift, bohemian love, seashells, sand dollars, colored glass sparkles, and sea pretty hearts tumble, roller coasters high, soft melodic enchantment spins merry-go-round. You can just feel the movement, and it's like you're going along with them on their day as they're spending the day and the night together. And what a beautiful ending. Caress shimmering, dancing higher souls entwined. Be my universe. Be my universe is such a great ending line for the idea of wanting someone to be your everything and wanting to be their everything in return. So an excellent rite that is, like Kate was saying, both, you know, romantic and fun, but also connects on a deeper level. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have some Chop Suey Cha-Cha by Eric Svensson. Son, we have a SoundCloud for that.
Wonderful. And isn't that just one of the most fun poem titles? Chop Suey Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like that. All right. Well, here we go.
Chop Suey Cha-Cha. Secretion of snappy neon stamen tubes boosts happy hormones to flutter fly. Dandy dopamine dances, shimmy swayed Latino salsa, sexy serotonin swivels, hip hop lambada relay, cheek to cheek, booties bumper car, operation oxytonin infused, Montserrat Caballé and Freddie Mercury Barcelona. Energetic endorphins, Twitter tweets with dolphin glee, boyac sultry divas, dervish delirious sway. Yellow submarine, neon lights ignite the night. Beetle boys, bazooka, boredom with fantasy. Glowworm, neon spirals, cascade, rainbow cadence, flights of fancy, scripted through technology. Gypsy kings, volare, feel-good hormone strings. Oud, flute and violin, traded for sassy guitar strings. Sad saxophone gets drawn in. Sexy, they return in ciphers, seduce, dandy, dopamine. Ignite the night, let's take flight. Cha-cha, chop suey, chopsticks, fiddlesticks. Night in white satin, usurped by neon knights. Perky pink neon flamingo, whispered to wallflower me. You're too sexy for your shirt. Get beneath that disco ball and shake your booty. Nascent neon fluorescence flowers far and wide. Happy hormones ignite freedom. Star see the green. End poem.
Great read and write, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. This had such wonderful, creative, and fun imagery, great use of alliteration and cultural references to music. I have to say, is one of those writes that definitely made me smile. And I like how it's about getting out there and just, you know, having fun and learning to be sexy. You know, I really liked where he says, perky pink neon flamingo whispered to wallflower me, you're too sexy for your shirt. Get beneath that disco ball and shake your booty. Those are just such fabulous lines. And then the reference, of course, to the Beatles. I really like energetic endorphins, Twitter tweet with dolphin glee, buoy up, sultry divas, dervish, delirious sway. I like how it speaks on the idea of the sensuality in dancing. So just a wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh yeah, you know, I recognize, you know, all these, like you were saying, all these references to these songs, you know, to Freddie Mercury, the Beatles, My Gracious with the Yellow Submarine, the Gypsy Kings, so the Knights in White Satin. You're too sexy for your shirt. But, and you know, he really took us out onto, you know, I felt like I was just swung out onto a disco floor, and I was surrounded with all these jumping and dancing and flying hormones and dopamine and serotonin and whatever, you know, all these, testosterone and, you know, all this, you know, flying around and, you know, everybody just making out and kissing and whoa, and dancing the cha-cha and, you know, just what a wonderful write here by Eric Svensson. I really, really liked this one. Like, I really, you know, loved it. Really loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment there. And Kate, your thoughts?
Wow, I echo everything you said. That was one wicked night out. All the references, of course, like you, I recognize. I did love the alliteration. That's like, I'm a sucker for that. I think it's wonderful. he just threw everything at it, didn't he? Everything you think of went into that to make that neon night a wonderful night. Gypsy Kings Volare, feel good hormone strings, oboe, flute and violin traded for sati guitar strings. Yeah, I thought it was very cool. Amount of work put into this as well. This is such a good piece of poetry. I really enjoyed it. I didn't expect it to be quite so snappy as it was. It just got snappier as the poem went on. So yes, I thought it was a brilliant piece of work. Thank you, Eric, for allowing us to hear that tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And yes, snappy is a great way to describe that. And I feel like, ladies, we've all just been out on the disco floor. So it's definitely been fun. Yeah, right. I picture us all like doing this in sync, like dancing, like the three of us standing in a row dancing to, like, you know, Dancing Queen or I Will Survive.
Oh, yep. Yes, I would love it.
That would
be so good. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
A little bit of Damn It Dave. And Kate, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, my dear.
Yes, certainly. Oh, I've actually got it. Blimey. Oh, right, okay. Beneath the Neon Light by Damn It Dave. I walked into the bar, a lonely soul, for loss of love had taken quite a toll. And there you were, just gleaming with a smile. You saw my frown and sat with me a while. We talked and laughed till closing time that night. You made me feel that I would be all right. And when you wrote your number on my hand, I felt like Alice, lost in Wonderland. And since that night, we've never been apart, captured both my spirit and my heart. I smile as I look back upon that night. I fell for you beneath the neon light. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. And what a beautiful, heartfelt, and romantic write by Dave. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. So beautifully written, you know. Of course, his rhythm and rhyme and meter, you know. I think we've said that enough, that that's really spot on every time. But, beyond that, yeah, it is like such a sweet and romantic write. I just love, you know, we talked and laughed till closing time that night. You made me feel that I would be all right. And when you wrote your name on my hand, I felt like Alice, lost in Wonderland. I just love that reference there, that line that he put in. I felt like Alice, lost in Wonderland. Wow. You know, that's just an amazing line right there. You know, beautifully written here by Damn It Dave. And, you know, so such a beautiful, a soft, romantic write. I just love the finishing lines to it, too. He brings it all together so smoothly and so wonderfully there in the end. So bravo, Damn It Dave. Awesome, awesome write here.
Oh, I have to agree for sure. And yeah, that was a wonderful reference in the second stanza to feeling like Alice in Wonderland. So great comment there. And Weaver, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you. This was an incredibly lovely poem to read. I like it when it flows like that, so there's nothing to trip you up. I just thought it was so sweet. Another facet to Damn It Dave. Well done, Dave. I think you're getting in touch with your feminine side. But it was lovely. It really was. It was the kind of thing you'd want to have written to you, isn't it? I smile as I look back upon that night. I fell for you beneath the neon light. Yes, beautifully written. And so much feeling in there. You know, and right person, right place, right time. Absolutely wonderful. So thank you, Dave, for sharing that with us.
I have to agree. There is a lot of emotion in this all the way through. And as you said, right person, right time. I like the nostalgic feel to this and the romantic feel, especially, you know, all the way through, but especially in those end lines. And since that night, we've never been apart. You've captured both my spirit and my heart. I smile as I look back upon the night I fell for you beneath the neon light. You know, there's some poetry lines that just make your spirit sigh. And this is one, that's one of them. So excellent writing, very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next I have A Little Brevity by Rick Six, and it's called Neon Leon. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Sure, absolutely. This one's just a little bit of fun that will put a smile on your face. And this is Neon Leon by Rick Six. They call him Neon Leon. He glow where he go, got no battery, got no juice, just Neon Leon cutting loose. Wheeling and spinning, cross the dance floor, the ladies just can't say no. Got more charisma than the incoming tide, his personality is electrified. End poem. And Keith, your thoughts?
Oh, you read that beautifully. I like it so much. It just had a bounce and a bubble to it, which I loved. Yeah, it did make me smile. You couldn't help but smile, could you? Got no battery, got no juice, just Neon Leon cutting loose. So cool. Beautiful.
Yep, absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I love this. You know, thanks so much for the giggle, Rick. You know, he's such a great guy. You know, we've been friends forever here on AP. And, you know, he's such a fun, delightful, fun-going person, you know. And it shows in his poetry. I just love, you know, how he, the rhythm, the rhyme, the meter to this. And, you know, the wheeling and spieling across the dance floor. Those ladies just can't say no. And then he got more charisma than the incoming tide. His personality is electrified. I just love the swag of this whole write. He just captured, you know, that disco guy, you know, in the, I don't know, in the disco times in the 70s or the 80s there with that swagger. And, you know, he put it all together. I just captured it so wonderfully. So thanks so much, Rick, for writing, and this is a real delight.
Absolutely. This definitely had a John Travolta of the 1970s vibe to it. It was a fun brevity. It puts a smile on your face, and I did really like that ending. Got more charisma than the incoming tide. His personality is electrified. Great lines and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yes, just a sec. Next. I was writing my comment. next, I have another little brevity by ACAM, and popping that into the board. There we go. And I guess it's my turn to read. So Neon Lights. Hello. Every day I wake up with my love reaching for you in my burning eyes. Hello to the day that dances in the light. I'm not the only one spinning around. my love itself. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi, and a beautiful brevity by Hakan Seven. And Kate, your thoughts?
That's a sweet brevity. Out reaching for you in my burning eyes. Hello to the day that dances in the light. Yes, that's it's short and very sweet. Everything you want to know about being in love is there, isn't it? You're happy to see that person beside you. That day is made perfect because they're there. Yeah, I thought it was beautifully written. I'm not the only one spinning around my love itself. That left me a little bit, what exactly do we mean by this? I hope nothing's going wrong. But other than that little worry that things might not be as perfect as I would like them to be, I thought it was beautifully written. Thank you, Hakan, for that.
Yeah, I have to agree with you that does, those end lines do leave you pondering about what exactly is happening in the relationship, but wonderful observations. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I think that was lost in translation because, it's translated from the Turkish to the English. So I think that was just, something that was lost, that because the pronoun it doesn't exist in other languages, like some of the other languages. Like I know it doesn't exist in French. So maybe
okay.
It was like my love, I'm not the only one spinning around, you, my love, like it with you, my love. So I'm just, trying to compare it to if it was translated from the French. So, that's what I kind of think that what happened there. But I wake up with my love reaching for you in my burning eyes. That's a beautiful line right there. Just a sweet poem, so romantic and so well written. So bravo at Hakan Seven.
Absolutely. And you're right. There are certain words, certain lines and, things to get across that do get lost in translation. But this is a lovely brevity. I really like reaching for you in my burning eyes, hello to the day that dances in the light. I like how that's about really seeing the light in somebody and having them spark your own inner light. So excellent write and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, next we have a little bit of Bookworm Dave. And I'm completely lost here. Whose turn is it to read?
I think it might be mine.
Okay, so go ahead, Kate. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I volunteered. Am I stupid?
We love you reading.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Right, green and red lights on horizon. It was a dark and dark as blue could be without being black. Clear as crystal, flatter than glass planes, driving across a psychological abyss. She was beside me. The wind blew her hair, flowing into the night sky. We played our music. It was popular then, but forgotten now. Her love would have to wait. No discreet places for miles. We saw the signs before we were in the city limits. We both needed sleep. Our no-tell motel was first. $25 a night. We both said this sounds good. In the room, it was just us. The room smelled like freshly cleaned bleach as she entered the shower. Let's save some water. Bathing and rubbing her skin was as soft as silk. Her body told me of her desire, as mine did to her, whispering with promises in the dark. That night, we found reasons to connect. To find out who we were, who could be, who we wanted to be. Daybreak woke us up, both wrapped around each other. We did not have to check out any time just before the next day. We explored, but it was too short of time, and we had thousands of miles to go before reaching somewhere else. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. What a wonderful story write by Bookworm Dave. You know, he really does have a talent for telling stories and creating characters and the interaction between them. I really like the imagery in the opening lines. It was dark and as dark as blue could be without being black, clear as crystal, flatter than glass panes driving across a psychological abyss. I like how this poem speaks about two lonely people who meet together for a night. There's some great sensuality. Let's save some water. Bathing and rubbing her skin was as soft as silk. Her body told me of her desire as mine did to her, whispering with promises in the dark. I like that idea of the nonverbal communication of the sensuality shared. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I really came to like Bookworm Dave's write, story writes. He does visit a lot of motels, but, you know, such sensual writes every time, you know, he delivers. And, you know, what greater place than he's in a motel? You know, I know I spent my late teenage years in motels a lot, but late teenage years, well, you know, and my mom looking for me, and you know, but anyway, that was let's pass on that. But you know, I really like this. But I really liked, you know, like you said, Pam, the beginning is awesome. The imagery in the beginning lines there are really, that's fabulous, fabulous writing right there. You know, the use of the color there and, you know, the imagery in that, those three first lines. And then, you know, the in the room, it was just us. The room smelled like freshly cleaned bleach as she entered the shower. And then, you know, the part that you recited, Pam, and all the way to the end there, you know, just amazing, amazing, right? Very captivating all throughout. And wonderfully well written. So bravo, Bookworm Dave. Another great, great story told here.
Absolutely. I have been very impressed with the rights in this contest and for this show. Mm-hmm. At Naomi. And Weaver, your thoughts?
So, yeah, I like this. I love those first three lines. It was dark and dark as blue could be without being black, clear as crystal, flatter than glass planes, driving across a psychological abyss. That is just superb. Driving across a psychological abyss. That's just really, it's just beautifully done. I also liked, this is the story of all our lives as we get older. We played our music. It was popular then, but forgotten now. That's so true, isn't it? You play these things and your children go, what is that noise? And we don't like their music and they don't like ours. It's perpetuated generation after generation. It just happened that way. The same as everybody thinks they're being a rebel and they're all dressed the same way. You know, the mods and the goths and the rockers and everybody in a big pile, all dressed the same way, but they're individuals. I love it. Back to this again. In the room, it was just us. I thought it was lovely. I really did. I enjoyed it very much. And I like them saving water. What a good idea that was. So, yes, beautifully written. Very sweet. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Bookworm Dave.
Thank you, Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment there, Kate. And Naomi, what do we have next?
Okay, next we have a little bit of Teresa. Okay, I'm just going to pop that in. There we go. So, Pam, when you see that, if you can give that a read for us, please.
Absolutely. The Neon Lights by Teresa Scherzinghoff, and it goes like this. As we walk in by, something catches my eye. There is a silhouette of a naked lady on neon lights. Intrigued, we had to go in and see what this was all about. As we walked in the door, we are immediately greeted by a man and woman half naked. They placed leis around our neck and invited us to come in. I'm a big room full of neon lights filled up every window around. After further examination of the situation we were in, we decided to stay and just play. You look all around and see pillows on the ground as if you were on a picnic, except this picnic was like no other before. We were asked to take our clothes off and lay down on the floor. As we look at each other in the eyes, we begin to undress each other as of alone in the room, caressing each other as we take it all off. Now time for a night of intimacy until you get off. End poem. Oh my goodness, that had to have been an unexpected surprise. Go out for a night of intimacy and find yourself in a, well, what I guess must be some sort of like Roman orgy or something. But what a fun theme to play with. Very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, like, woohoo, you know? But, you know, you felt the steam, you know, of just, you know, her last part of that rite. You know, imagine there just sitting there and, you know, with all those eyes on you, or is it just me? But, you know, taking your... You know, just the idea of it all, you know, taking your clothes off and, you know, having all these roaming eyes all over you and, you know, whatever else roams over you. But, you know, just, what a steamy, theme in this poem that she attacked there so brilliantly. So bravo, Teresa, for this rite. Well, it heated me up anyway.
She definitely had fun with this theme that she chose. I like that. And great comment there, Naomi. And Kate, your thoughts?
Well, I think the hints were there at the beginning. A naked lady on the neon sign and being greeted by a man and a woman half naked. This wasn't going to be a sit-down meal. This is definitely not. Oh my goodness. Obviously very innocent people. I loved it. That was so I don't know if it meant to be funny, but it was funny. And we see pillows on the ground as if we're on a picnic. Okay. Oh yes. Guess who's the first course at the picnic, my dear. Oh, my. I thought it was very well done. I really enjoyed the lead up to it. And the dénouement, what is the word, the explanation at the end of what was happening. I thought that was excellent. So I'd like to read more of your work.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, this was a wonderful storytelling, right? I did enjoy the... imagery, and we decided to stay and just play. You look around and see pillows on the ground as if you were on a picnic, except this picnic was like no other before. And you know, it makes me smile, and I just imagine myself, like, I would be like that person that went immediately, nope, not for me, and turned around and walk out the door. But I love that.
Thanks for the invitation, bud.
But no thank you. No thank you. I actually had a friend one time. We were driving to like a town like an hour and a half away, and we weren't halfway through our drive, and she decides to bring up that her and her husband have an open marriage.
And, wow, no.
and you know, I love my friend, but it was just kind of like, and I'm a very open-minded person, you know, when it comes to what two partners choose to do with their own intimacy. But it's just such an awkward thing to be stuck in a car with somebody for an hour and a half after they told you they have an open marriage.
Oh,
where
goodness.
Does she got to jump on me?
Oh my goodness.
That would be awkward. Yeah, I imagine. Oh,
it was.
Boy.
One other thing I did like about this poem that I thought was nicely touched upon was not only the wordplay in the end, but about how the very end made it all about just the two of them being focused on each other in a room full of other people. So I thought that was wonderfully done. And all right, what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, so next we have a write by Silk Black Rose, and we do have a SoundCloud for that one.
Yes, we do. I'll go ahead and push play. Here we go.
Black Lights Reach Neon Heights by Silk Black Rose. Star flights, first glimmer of passion within amber orbs, sirens my fingertips to paint the sable curves of your pouty smile. Hips collide, sweet kiss of heartbeat surrender, sensual shivers melt the air betwixt our skin, shimmering in the sensations of sexual fire. My tongue aches to sample the salt of your sweat as we blaze under the gaze of black and red neon lights. Serenading your thighs with my animal intent, teeth crawl your flesh, howling carnal fascination. I bite, bruising your breast in frustration while we bathe in the heat of our molten plights. Surrender thy throat, my love. Embrace the wolf of the bedtime stories you whisper to yourself in the dark. Wrap me in your legs as I split the veil to your harlotous whimpers. Moan your love and hate against my ear as you claw bloody sigils along my spine. But make no mistake, you are mine.
Wonderful read and write there, Silk. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like, you know, the wonderful dark write to start off. You know, my comment there, you know, wonderfully written, and you know, a wonderful voice in a SoundCloud. I love his voice. It's clear it comes out, you know, really understand each word he says, you know, and he says it with this passion too, fiery passion. Starlight, first glimmer of passion within amber orbs, sirens my fingertips to paint the sable curves of your pouty smile. You know, he brings out, you know, the paint, the shimmering in the sensation of sexual fire, you know, a blaze. As we blaze under the gaze of the black and red neon lights, and, you know, teeth crawl your flesh, howling in carnal fascination, I bite. You know, so, you know, the blood almost becomes like neon, like, and through this rite, I find, you know, and the passion too is, can I say that? It's like a neon passion, it's a dark red, I don't know, kind of different neon passionate light, like a mixture of black and red, you know, neon lights. But, you know, this is so well written. I really like this. And I'm sure Kate will love this rite. She really loves these dark rites. And Pam, too, I think you really enjoy this. And, yeah, and me, too. And moan your love and hate against my ear as you claw bloody sigils along my spine. You know, harlotus whimpers. It really very passionate, right? Well written, wonderful dark right here.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree with you. It is wonderful dark sensuality. So excellent comment. And Weaver, your thoughts?
Yes, Naomi, you're perfectly correct. I did find this fascinating. This is not sort of a candy cane sweet love. This is animalistic, intense love-hate relationship, which is full of passion, obviously. I did like, surrender thy throat to my love. Embrace the wolf of the bed stories you whisper to yourself in the dark. Yes, I thought that was an amazing stanza. Yeah, I love that last two lines. They bring it all together, but make no mistake, you are mine. Yes, I thought that was a very intense, dark rite, which I thoroughly enjoyed. So thank you, Soap Black Rose. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I like that you described this, Weaver, as, you know, not being a candy cane rite, about it being a, you know, that animalistic sensuality and sexuality. So great observations there. I thought this had brilliant and beautiful imagery. It was a wonderful take on the prompt. I really enjoyed it all the way through, but especially my tongue aches to sample the salt of your sweat as we blaze under the gaze of black and red neon lights, serenading your thighs with my animal intent. Teeth crawl your flesh, howling in carnal fascination. Just a powerful line, beautifully written and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
What do I have for us next? I'll have to look and hurry up, because time is passing by. I have lights. I have lights, neon, and there, I'm going to put it in there. Okay. Lights, neon, and full moon by Cass Yes. And who read last? I think it's my turn, eh? So lights, neon, and full moon. Come closer. A bit more. Did you know that your eyes are the trail to my soul? Do you feel lava inside I'm the volcano, fire to melt us into one divine love. The light shine for us, the dark skies as they blink the flames of desire. Kiss me, darling. Allow your vapor inhale into mine. I'm lost now. Take my hand. Allow our fingers entwine as we dance in the neon light. Your hip touching mine. I may lose my mound. The way you move brings my body into the groove. Smell of you inhaled through my veins wants to hold you forever. The neon light, the full moon, jealous. Add the glow as we roll in love. Simply embrace, allow your face to touch mine. Oh, what a feeling you evoke with your simple skin stroke. What if I melt like snow as the temperature rises? Will you catch me before that happens? Do we can be together in this fire zone with neon lights to lead us home? Honey, I feel you through my bones. I think I see one of mine imprint on your skin. Love, my love, under the light. We will never be alone. You are in me, and I in you, under the neon lights and the full moon. End poem.
Wonderful read, Naomi. What a beautiful, romantic, and sensual rite by Kasia F. And Weaver, your thoughts.
Sorry, I dropped my thingy. Yes, beautifully written and very evocative. Some beautiful lines here. Brings my body into the groove, smell of you inhaled through my veins, wants to hold you forever. Now that's deep. So yeah, I think it's lovely. I think it's a lovely write to somebody that has really loved. And I just think it's very sweet. For some reason,
it
I
really,
get them. Sorry, yes. Carry on.
Oh, I didn't say it is, but yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, it definitely is. But I don't know, I get this feeling that there's something more that I'm missing. Love my life, my love under the light. You'll never be alone. You're in me and I in you, under the neon lights and the full moon. Yeah, it's maybe just me reading something that's not really there, but I just get a sort of a feeling that there's an awful lot of anxiety. Well, not a lot of, but a little bit of anxiety here. This is meant to be perfect, and the person wants it to be perfect. So, yeah. But that, do you feel the lava inside? I'm the volcano, fire to melt us into one divine love. Yes, it's really, really lovely, lovely use of that sort of... sorry, I've lost that completely. My brain's going like melting like the volcano. But yes, I did enjoy it a lot. I thought it was beautifully written. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And I can see what you're saying, especially, you know, there is that feeling of something missing, like that the person's trying to become fulfilled by this other person, especially when you have lines like, kiss me, darling, allow your vapor, inhale into me. I'm lost now. So great comment, Kate. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a very powerful, passionate poem, you know, where, you know, I feel, you know, like when you first fall in love, you know, in that honeymoon state. Well, I, you know, it must be something wrong with me, but, you know, I completely forget myself. You know, that's my bad, you know, but I drift into the other person. So I can completely understand this and where she's coming from here. You know, I almost smell and breathe that other person in, you know, in those first few, well, me, it's not. It goes by fast. It's very powerful, but it doesn't last long. But, honey, I feel you through my bones. I think I see one of mine imprint on your skin. Love, my love under the light will never be alone. You are in me and I in you under the neon lights and the full moon. Yeah, I really, you know, get this poem, the feeling, like I said, those first rendezvous, those first moments of intimacy with that person that you've fallen in love with, where they completely overtake your mind, your body, your soul. Yeah, she really captured that in this poem. So bravo.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a stunning sensual rite. Wonderful imagery. It has a sense of longing, a sense of romance to it. I really like the neon light, the full moon, jealous, add the glow as we roll in love, simply embrace, allowing your face to touch mine. Oh, what a feeling you evoke with your simple skin stroke. Oh my goodness, just amazing imagery and metaphors all the way through, and beautifully written and very well done. And let's go ahead and put in our last poem for the night.
Okay, so we have a poem by Passion's Promise. And Kate, go ahead and give that a read.
Yes, my dear, certainly will. Just going to refresh. Dum-da-da-dum. Dum-dum. Oh, yes, here we are. Oh, sensual dancing. Okay. I've got to put my good voice on. Okay. Cocktails and soft dancing. A little southern romancing. The evening shines bright. Oh, sweet neon lights. Across the skies, the moon is panting. And we are lost in our own sensual dancing. Crop top and hoochie cut shorts, midriff stealing passers-bys, glancing at me, became a sport, a sweet butterfly before your eyes. Lips smooth, but nothing was said. Could this dance lead to a lover's bed? Flaunt and dance, the evening's young, we know what web will be spun. Hunger for passion, ripped to the core, indeed he was looking for more. Tongue slipped beyond silence words, and I gripped tighter to longing sword. Deep rage through smouldering veins, swollen answers stirred midnight cries. I gasped and went totally insane, lost in his most intimate sigh. From neon splashing to hotel lights, liquid love possessed the night. End poem.
Great read, Kate. And what a beautiful, passionate rite by Passion's Promise. I really liked the imagery in this. It was one where you could tell that she had fun. It had some great, sexy lines. Flaunt and dance, the evening's young, who knows what web will be spun. Hunger for passion ripped to the core. Indeed, he was looking for more. Tongue slipped beyond silence's word, and I gripped tighter to longing's sword. Wonderful rhyme and flow and just great sensual lines. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a very well written, well done piece. You know, she probably put a lot of effort in this, but it does seem so effortless, you know, as if it just poured out and drifted down the page, because the flow is just so beautiful. And by the way, that was such an amazing read there, Kate. You did this poem justice for sure. I just love, you know, everything about this, the detail, you know, the crop top, the hushy cut shorts, the midriffs, stealing passers-by, glancing at me, become a sport. But, you know, the last stanza really is, you know, deep rage through smoldering veins, swollen answers, stirred midnight cry. I gasped and went totally insane, lost in his most intimate sigh. That is just amazing. Yeah, amazing rhythm, rhyme, and amazing right.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
I thought this was very, very sensual. I love the crop top and hoochie cut shorts. I don't know what that is, but it sounds wonderful. Midriff stealing passers-by's glancing at me became a sport. Ah, that was so cool. What is a hoochie cut short? I don't know. Anyway.
Like, you ever watch the, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard with the Daisy Duke shorts? The shorts that are really short, like basically, yeah, you know, like, yeah, they leave nothing to the imagination.
Oh, I got you. I got you. I thought it must be something like that, but I thought it was a wonderful thing to call it. Hoochie cut shorts. Very good. Ah, so yes. I thought this was just wonderful. I love the way it flowed, as Naomi said, down the page. Then you follow as it built. I gasped and went totally insane, lost in his most intimate sigh. From neon splashing to hotel lights, liquid love possessed the night. That's a lovely last line, isn't it? Liquid love possessed the night. Oh, yes, very good. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was beautifully written, Passion's Promise. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comments. This has been a great show tonight. I have enjoyed very much the poetry and hanging out with both you ladies. Thank you, Naomi, as always, for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you, Kate, for calling in. Thank you to everybody who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And make sure to check out all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night, girl.